This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Now I'm a wreck. You can't do that.
What the heck
that
just happened?
That was the worst walk-off in the history of entertainment. Not only did we not know what he was referring to, he didn't know what he was referring to. We're like Sean Strickland. And he looks at us and goes, yeah, big UFA fight over the weekend. What? What are you talking about? Anyway, how's everybody doing?
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Willard and Dibs. And, boy, for a Niner fan, I don't know. What was the word for yesterday? Kind of unpleasant. I know a lot of you were rooting against the Chiefs, so that's fun to watch them get the beat down. I know a lot of Niner fans wanted to be the ones who delivered that, though. So there's a little bit of jealousy based on another team that we're not fans of winning a Super Bowl. Nick Sirianni suddenly now has a soft side that we're all sort of having.
Greater than Shanahan.
Yeah, and
so is McVay.
And you woke up to a Debo trade request yesterday as well. So that was a whole lot. But every year when the Super Bowl ends, roster construction changes because people see a team win it and they go, oh, okay, now I know how to win a Super Bowl. And so the word of the offseason is going to be trenches, and that's how you win a Super Bowl. And I think that the Niners already had that message that their defensive line and their offensive line both need to be a lot better next year, and that's true. And that's what I kept thinking when I was watching that game. I think the Niners should go get Myles Garrett. That's what I think they should do.
Well, Myles Garrett is a piece, and I look at what we saw yesterday, and you asked me what the one word was that I would use, and it's jealousy, because I want what Philadelphia has. And forget the quarterback, who I do think is underrated, and he played great, and forget the two wide receivers, who are better than the Niners' two wide receivers, one of whom is injured until October, the other of whom apparently wants to be somewhere else. And forget their running back, who, if you want to take their running back versus Christian McCaffrey when healthy, I do think there's an argument where you could say McCaffrey in this offense is close to as good. Probably not. I like the Niners tight end better than their tight end, although Goddard was great. And What I was looking at yesterday, Mark, and what I was so covetous of was an offensive line that almost weighs a ton, an offensive line who, on the snap, is out there five men trying to hurt you. They will move you. They will hurt you. They hurt Chris Jones twice. And on the other side of the line, it was a defensive line that didn't need to blitz. You didn't need to go all cutesy-pootsy Minnesota Vikings or Steve Spagnuolo in that exotic blitz package. They had four grown men, and they went through the Chiefs' offensive line, and they harassed Mahomes, and they did it to where there was no escape. Mahomes had nowhere to run. There was no rollout. There was no step through. There was no shimmy shake, underhand pass, or behind the back, okie doke. They got dominated. And so I watched that game and thought, that's what I want. I want that. It was like a kid in an ice cream shop where you're getting a kiddie scoop and you watch a kid walk out before you with an ice cream sundae. It's like, I want that. No, you get your kiddie cone and you shut your mouth.
So
that's how I felt.
Off-season wish list is already like flying around in my head, right? Yours too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
888-957-9570. What did yesterday do to your 49ers off-season wish list? I'm gonna blank on his name. Who's my man who's the center for the Atlanta Falcons, who's a free agent that the I absolutely want the Niners to go get? There's been some buzz around it. I'll pull his name up. I'm blanking on it right now. But I want the Niners. That's where the free agent dollars should go.
Drew Dolman.
Thank you, Drew Dolman. That's who. So I want Drew Dolman on the 49ers next year. Obviously, there's going to be a healthy effort in the NFL draft to get big dudes on both sides of the ball, and it's a very, very good defensive line draft. So the Niners may choose to do that financially rather than go after Myles Garrett, but I'm giving you my take. I would trade the 11th pick and a third rounder for Myles Garrett. Might need to throw in a play or two. Who knows? Maybe it would be Deebo Samuel. I have no idea, although they're working with Deebo, and he probably does not want to be a Cleveland Brown. So we'll see about that. But that's the offseason wish list. And Devontae Adams. That too. I think Devontae Adams is going to get released from the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is not going to be a member of the Jets. That kind of felt like a package deal. We've already gotten word from a very credible source, Jeremy Fowler, who said on ESPN that Devontae Adams is targeting the West Coast. We know he's a Pali High kid. Niners, Chargers, and Rams came up. You can probably eliminate the Rams if they want an expensive wide receiver. They already have one. His name's Cooper Kupp. They're trying to get rid of him. Doesn't feel like a Harbaugh move. With Brandon Ayuk hurt and Deebo Samuel on his way out the door and Ricky Pearsall in need of a good mentor, I would love Devontae Adams on the team. And he's got a very big cap number next year, but you can run that out over a few years. There's a negotiation to be had. There's my offseason wish list for the 49ers.
Well, and his out is only an $8 million dead cap at the end of this year. So ultimately, if he gets released, you don't have to worry about that contract because that contract becomes null and void. So you could eventually get him in. I don't know if you're going to be able to get him in at a number that would fit for you. You have a lot of other things to do, in my opinion, before you even worry about Devontae Adams. And I do like the Drew Dolman angle. His father, Chris, was a 49er.
Yep.
And he's a kid who grew up here in the Bay Area, and you do need a center. And I look at an offensive line that right now has one player that I really want to anchor myself to, and it's not Trent Williams, it's Dominic Pooney. And Trent Williams at 36, or he's going to be 37, this might be his last go-round, and you already have him under contract, so you're going to have to ride with him as long as you can. But it's a defensive line that right now you have no one in the interior of any real disruptive worth, and you only have one edge rusher. So before I even get to wide receiver or I get anywhere else, I want to look at what Philadelphia did yesterday, which was total disruption on both sides.
Yeah, I understand that. But again, they don't need to be listed in order. We know this. The 49ers need to rework their trenches. We know this. Their offensive line wasn't good enough. They need somebody opposite Nick Bosa. Their defensive line wasn't good enough. Their run stuffers weren't good enough. They need to rework those nine starting spots. How many of them are already taken that you feel good about? You know what I mean? On the offensive line, what? Maybe three? Maybe three spots that you feel good about? Pony, Trent Williams. I don't know. Is McKivitt still going to have a spot?
Yeah.
For me, it's
probably 1.5.
Okay. I mean, I think that's a little low. Defensive line, there's Bosa, and the rest is kind of up in the air a little bit. So that's a very, very low number that you can feel good about as far as that starting nine. So, of course, you're right. They got a ton of work to do on that spot on the field. But I do think there are other things that are out there, and the Debo news is interesting. And I do think that the 49ers need to take a welt on the side of the head here. They waited a year too long when it comes to the wide receiver thing. And the reason I think it's criticism worthy, I think they knew it. I think they knew it, and they chickened out. Like, 10 months ago, we sat here with rumors flying everywhere. It felt like the Steelers front office was going to come to San Francisco. We got to get Debo or Brandon. And all of these rumors were flying everywhere. And then they ended up restructuring Debo, signing Brandon to a contract that I do not think is going to age well. Then Brandon gets hurt. Then Debo becomes frustrated, disgruntled, whacking the head of the long snapper, just a weird year. All of it went south. And the 49ers probably should have dealt one of them last year. That's very evident to me right now.
And they didn't, and they blinked. And Ayuk was, you know, hard pressed to get whatever he wanted to get, and ultimately you caved. And you caved, and he got hurt, which is unfortunate. But even before he got hurt, he wasn't very good because he missed camp, and then Debo was kind of the lone ranger here on this team. And he had a year where he obviously is not happy with the year he had, because now he sits here and he wants to be traded. So if he's traded and Ayuk is out till October, which feels to me like a fair timeline, you go into camp with Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings,
yep,
and
Davante Adams.
Well, and again,
that's my wish list.
Right. You can have a wish list, but I'm talking about reality right now, like reality on your roster. And if I'm Davante Adams and I want to go on the West Coast, I'd much rather go to the Rams than I would go here.
Yeah. I don't know.
Not even close.
Yeah. Well, I do. I don't know why.
You get targets. You get targets, and you've
not
got
necessarily.
You got a better quarterback in LA than you have here.
Also debatable, especially when you factor in age. But the Rams have a big, fancy wide receiver. They're letting him go. They're trading Cooper Kupp.
And they have a team that runs a lot of 11 personnel, three wide receivers. You're going to get a lot more targets in L.A. than you will here.
You know, I mean, you can have that opinion. For a Pauley High grad and a Kyle Shanahan offense, I bet Devontae would be incredibly happy here. But we can continue to talk it out. What's on your wish list based on what you saw the Eagles do to the Chiefs? It made them look like just an absolute ragdoll yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. Dennis, you'll lead us off, but let's line it up. 888-957-9570. Also, we do have Warrior Basketball on the early end tonight, so we'll be leading you up to that. We will still do our knockout tournament spot for today in the 4 p.m. hour. So if you want to claim a spot in the knockout tournament, only 13 spots to go all week long, but be listening in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll give you the keyword and tell you exactly what to do with it and how to win. We're sponsored by the all-new Bay Street Emeryville. We take your calls next. Tim Kawakami in a half hour. This is Willard and Dibbs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I have a thank you and a thought that I want to send out before we go to the phones.
Send it.
I want to thank the lovely's youngest daughter, Arden Farnsworth. One of my about-to-be daughters, if you will.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to thank her for saving me from having to watch one of the worst Super Bowls of all time. I'll be candid with everybody. There were very healthy portions of this game I did not see. Mm. And it is because Arden is dealing with some muscular stuff and is in the hospital right now. So above all, I want to send out my best wishes to her. And I know she's on the road to recovery and very, very much a get well soon. But we've been kind of back and forth to things at Marin General a lot over the last 48 to 72 hours, and so that took up a lot of yesterday, which was just fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, her health is what we're thinking about, and so get well soon.
Yeah, well said. And this is one of those classic times where as a partner, I would sit here and let you know what you missed, and I would fill you in.
Yeah, what I missed?
Not a thing. Not a thing, Mark. Okay. You didn't miss a darn thing. What you missed was Philadelphia's pass rush harassing Patrick Mahomes. You missed one Taylor Swift cutaway. Might have been two. I believe it was only one because
it was a healthy boo.
my wife was like hard on, hey, have we seen Taylor yet? Yeah. And I said, I don't think we have. And I said, I don't think that we're going to, because her hubby has had two targets. They both were thrown at his ankles. One was behind him. One was at his feet. And Mahomes is doing nothing. And Philly is absolutely dominating. I think that you saw more cutaways to Big Dom, the Philadelphia security Dom. Guy, than you did Taylor Swift.
By the way, Sirianni, I'm not going to suddenly say I like the guy. I'm not doing it, Dan. But I tell
you're
you
allowed
this.
To.
Well, I know I am. And I'll take the L on my Sirianni takes this year. That's mine. I'll take it. I'll keep it. I thought he lost everything last year with that team. Well, he clearly got it back.
Yep.
He clearly got it back. And I thought that he did win some points with his on-field interview and the way he interacted with his sons and his family and everything, and even his players. I thought that that all softened him up a little bit. I only have one new suggestion for now Super Bowl champ Nick Sirianni. Freaking lose the handler, dude. Like, what is that? Has anyone done the documentary yet on who Big Dom is? Who are you? And what are you? Nobody in the history of ever has ever done this before. Nobody's got a goon on the sideline that stands next to him and holds their arm anytime they got to walk somewhere. From Walsh to Belichick to Reed, nobody had a dude. Why does Nick Sirianni have a bouncer next to him? Can anyone answer this for me?
Because maybe they're like really close friends. And maybe he is maybe he is his support animal. Okay. And I don't know if you've been on BART or if you've been in a grocery store. I know you go to Safeway and I'll see you in the aisles.
I see you there all the time.
Anywhere you go now, you've got people with a dog with a vest on. So can Nick Sirianni not have a 375-pound human being as his support animal?
No, he can't. Have a dog. You want to have a have a dog then.
Instead of a dog, he has a dom.
Yeah, how would you feel? I mean, like, you're making it sound like it's normalcy because it is. The people are cruising around Safeway with dogs. How would you feel if somebody was cruising around with 300-pound Italian men? Just, that's it. Like, I can't go anywhere without my bouncer.
You would
think that that was weird.
I would think that it was okay. I mean, it would be weird if he had him, like, on a leash with a vest on. That would be weird.
I just don't understand it.
Shout out San Francisco.
I don't get it.
You've heard of a get-back coach. I think he's a hold-me-back coach.
Is that what it is?
I think Sirianni would just go around fighting everyone if it weren't for Big Dom.
You know what actually bothered me most about Sirianni before yesterday is the fact that he appears to be someone who, when things are going well, he gets to the front of the line. Ah! I'm right.
Look at me.
I'm the head coach.
He's a front runner.
Well, I thought yesterday he did a really good job of sticking his players in front of him. But the funny thing is the second that the final kneel down goes, here they come out on the field, and who's standing in front of Sirianni? It's flipping Dom.
Yeah.
With his finger in the air. We're number one. What do you do? Like, for real?
Safety. Protection.
What do you do? What do you do here? Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Well, he probably steps in when his wide receivers are coming at him like they were yesterday, and I think it was the second quarter. You might have missed it. Was it Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown? One of them came over to him after a possession and was like screaming at Sirianni, and Sirianni screaming back, and Gardner Johnson actually got between him and pushed him away. That thing on Philadelphia's sideline, it runs on a very razor's edge. Yeah.
Unless they all just fold their legs and start reading. And sometimes that happens.
It happens.
Yeah.
Philadelphia denied Kansas City a chance to be the first NFL team in the Super Bowl era to win three in a row. Do you know how many teams in the other three major sports since 1967 have won three in a row?
Oh, God. I know that the last time anybody three-peated in the major sports, it was the Shaq and Kobe Lakers.
Yep.
And that was a solid 20 years ago.
02. Yep. And you know that Michael Jordan has two of them.
Sure.
And then in MLB, there have been two of them since 1967. Two teams
really?
Have won three in a row. Yep.
They both have to have been back at the beginning of that window.
Well, one was the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
72-74. And then the Yankees, 98-00. And then you had Montreal and the Islanders go 8 in a row.
Yeah, in hockey.
Montreal won 4. The Islanders won 4. Right. I wouldn't expect you to know that, but hockey's had 2. Baseball's had 2. The NBA's had 3. The NFL's had none.
But nothing, and nothing in 23 years.
Right.
Nothing in 23 years. So,
there's been a couple close ones, like the KD and Steph Warriors in Toronto.
Sure,
that would have been 3.
Sure.
And the Chiefs obviously were close. That would have been 3. And so,
did the Patriots ever come close? They had to have come close, no?
Yeah, for sure they came close. They went in 02, 04, 05. Tampa beat the Raiders in between that 03.
Okay.
And they must have had another little mini run in there as well. And you had Denver go back-to-back. And you've had NFL, you've had 9 teams go back-to-back in the Super Bowl era, including, I think, Pittsburgh won 4 of 5, and the Niners won
Niners,
4 yeah. of 6 or 4 of 7.
89, whatever, yep.
Dallas won 3 of 4, yep. I believe. So you've had a bunch of, like, mini conglomerates, but no team has been able to win 3 in a row.
Yeah, it may never happen, honestly.
Yep.
My God, are you kidding me? And when you do look back on this Chiefs year, they like, I know this will sound weird.
They had no business.
They overachieved.
Big time.
They overachieved. Like, they were not the best team. I never thought they were the best team, even when they were, like, really moonlighting as, okay, I'm going to have to accept they're the best team. And then they got absolutely, they got their doors blown off.
Yeah.
They didn't even belong in the game yesterday. It was crazy. 888-957-9570. After yesterday's developments, the Eagles crushed the Chiefs and Debo requests a trade. How does that sort of recalibrate your 49er wish list? Tim Kawakami joins us in less than 20 minutes. Let's go to Dennis in the city. Hi, Dennis. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Great, man. What's up?
Not much. Just want to play general manager, right? with the Niners. I'm glad Debo requested a trade. I think he needs to go, and hopefully they can get something for him. I don't know what, but anything would be good at this point. But getting back to the linemen, that's one thing that's driven me crazy about Lynch and Shanahan. These guys are very knowledgeable football men, and it's common sense that you build your line. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know why they haven't done it. You know, I know that the Trey Lance trade hurt them as far as having draft capital to be able to draft more guys. But, you know, you look at Shanahan, he falls in love with drafting running backs. He drafted 2 running backs in the 3rd round that are even no longer on the team, you know, and, you know, he drives me crazy. They've been very successful, even though they haven't drafted well. And, but it's catching up with them now. I think that Trey Lance trade, with not having that draft capital, or not trade, but pick, giving up all those picks. It was a trade. Giving up all those picks has handicapped them from getting, you know, quality linemen, whether they be offense or defense. And, last year, I think the reason why they took Pearsall instead of an offensive tackle is because when they drafted, there were, you know, the top offensive tackles were gone. So this year, they don't have that problem with 11. So I'm hoping that they get an offensive tackle, unless Mason Grand, that guy from Michigan, a defensive tackle, if he's available, I'd like for them to take him. I read up on all this stuff, who's available in the draft. And, there's got a lot of good tackles out there, so offensive tackles and defensive tackles. So hopefully they get somebody and they can start building those lines.
You know what's
That's
interesting?
About it. Thank
yeah,
you.
Dennis, thanks.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about that? It's a good call. I do think my shoulders get a little tight when someone goes, boy, they just haven't drafted well. They got just loaded with homegrown talent that they've re-signed all over their roster.
Well, they haven't drafted on the offensive line well.
Yes, that is accurate.
I think that is the bigger point.
Yes, but they got it. They their first offensive lineman that they did take last year was a hit. Dominic Pooney was a hit. I'm not going to argue the larger point. What's interesting, though, is that Dennis is saying, man, I don't know why they don't sort of target those lines. And they do. They just didn't do a good job of it the last 2 years. If you think about, to me, what defines what was successful about Shanahan and Lynch when they came in was they took over, and then they had that defense that only had 2 interceptions all year. And then they drafted Nick Bosa, and the same secondary went to the Super Bowl. And it was like, how'd you do that? Well, they absolutely focused on the defensive line, and they made that a really good group. And it was a good group, and it had Armstead, and at that point it still had Buckner, and you had DJ Jones rotating in, and you added Nick Bosa to it. It was a phenomenal defensive line, and they almost won the Super Bowl. So I think
neither Armstead nor Buckner was drafted by them,
right,
in full fairness.
Right, but my point is that they focused on, like they've said this, that is their focus, is defensive line. And at times, they've done a good job of it and gone to the Super Bowl. Last couple years, certainly since the Super Bowl, there have been a series of moves that have been disastrous. And you can start with the Buckner trade leading to Kinlaw, but also the Hargrave signing was a huge bust. It was a huge bust. And it I thought, especially this year, really, really showed itself. I know he was gone after just a few games, but he wasn't good when he played, and then he was gone, and that was just that was a huge, high-priced mistake.
Right, and I do think that when you look at their track record of drafting defensive linemen, it's more spotty than you would like. Mm-hmm. I mean, you traded back, and you took Solomon Thomas with the third pick. You had the number two, and Chicago was so thirsty for Trubisky. You moved back, you got Solomon Thomas, and you got Reuben Foster, neither one of whom worked out. Bosa, obviously, is a big hit. You had Kentavious Street, Julian Taylor. You had Javon Kinlaw, first-round talent that you thought. And you go all the way through, Kalia Davis in the sixth, and you haven't spent a lot of high draft picks on those players. And when you have, you've missed. And yep. So that's where you look at it and you wonder if they can really turn it around in the draft.
Yeah, it's like, I just think it's not philosophical. Dennis kind of made it sound like it was philosophical. I think they share the philosophy. They just haven't executed very well on it.
Yeah, and I wonder about the philosophy of the draft as far as the offensive line goes, because you need to invest. If you want to get a real good tackle, a lot of times those are the guys who go in the top half of the first round, and now you're sitting in the top half of the first round. And I look at what the Eagles have done, going all the way back to Lane Johnson, who they took in the first round back in 2013. The dude's been there 12 years, yep. And he was number four overall, and that was an absolute hit. And he's still there. So I wonder if they can find somebody. And Dominic Pooney's a guy in the third round who you love. And I do think that he is a cornerstone on the right side. But you need a center. And I like the target that you're looking at.
Dahlman,
yep. In the offseason. I do think you need a left guard, a right tackle, and eventually a left tackle. You need a completely new offensive line over the next 2 or 3 years.
It needs to be a focus. There's no doubt. Let's go to that guy in the town. What's up, that guy? What are you doing?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? Hey, I'm hyped. I got a lot for you, but I'm hyped this week because of the big weekend in the Bay. We got the New Year's parade on Saturday. We got the festivities. I'm a Warriors season ticket holder, so I'll be going to both sides. And can we officially get the Jimmy? Jimmy going on again for buckets. Hey, to add on to what you guys are saying, you know who that dude is? That's Brad Pitt from Meet Joe Black. And then that guy that follows him around, you guys see that movie? Like, who is this guy?
That's, oh, you're talking about Big Dom again?
Yeah, that's Joe Black. Black, Brad Pitt.
So, I saw that movie once, and that movie's got to be 30 years old, doesn't it? I mean, did you see that movie?
No, never.
You never saw it?
No.
I think I saw it once.
Okay.
It's got to be 30 years old. So that guy, I don't know, man. Your references, we're struggling. We're struggling with your references, that guy.
I got this for you, though. What if I told you it's 35 years ago tomorrow that Mike Tyson lost to Buster Douglas in the Tokyo Dome, and that's what it felt like I was watching yesterday. The champ had no answers. He was getting knocked around, and we were wondering, when's he going to hit the switch and just knock these guys out? And it never happened. They look as confused as Mike Tyson did that night at the Tokyo Dome 35 years ago tomorrow. And then one last thing, a dibs I got for you on the halftime show. Can we finally get a Bay Area medley? I got it all planned out. A mini BART station is constructed at halftime, and all the Bay Area artists from Santana to Her and Vallejo, E-40, Steve Perry, Green Day, all these guys get off at different times, and they just start doing their songs and just repping the Bay. What do you guys think about that?
I like it. And,
not a bad idea.
You'd have to add in Kehlani, in my opinion, the young R&B star from Oakland. But I just don't know if we have that same national or global appeal. And I do think that that's partly where Kendrick Lamar and his performance yesterday might have fallen short. And I'm not just going to cherry pick off my 81-year-old father-in-law who... He chimed in later in the evening with, is this the best that we have here in America?
Yesterday,
and I was like, Pop, I mean, I don't want to come down your road. No. You are 81, and the halftime show really isn't for you. Is this the best we can do in America?
I want a shout out to anybody who watched the game with an old white person.
No doubt.
Or if you are an old white person.
That's me.
It's all good. We're old-ish. We're on the front lines over
You're
here.
You're gaining on me.
I'm gaining on you.
Yep.
But if that's what you did... Yeah, that one probably went over your head.
Yep.
That would be my guess.
Yep.
It probably went over your head, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But laugh at it, don't get mad at it, is what my suggestion would be.
Sure.
They're not always for you. You can't, there's no halftime act that's for everybody.
Well, it's actually,
period.
It's really not for you anymore. If you are,
ever.
If you've got
that's
an
true.
F in front of your age, it's not for you. They're aiming for your daughter, my sons in their 20s,
sure.
Randy and Lucas in their
always,
like, late 20s, early 30s.
But not, how many years ago was The Who? How many years ago was that? It wasn't that many years ago.
10 years ago?
Even if it was, let's say it was. Okay, The Who. The Who. Okay. What year was it? Look at Grandy, what do we got?
I'm looking it up.
2010.
Yep. 2010. All
15
right.
years ago.
Yeah, right. But 15
but
years
were,
ago,
you
the
were
Who,
35.
Great, but The Who was before, predates me. The Who absolutely predates me. The Who right now are in their late 70s. So 15 years ago, they were 65 years old.
But they're not getting the call now. And also,
of course not. But
the world is a lot different now than it was in 2010.
That's fair.
No doubt.
That's fair. That's fair. But anyway, I kind of like the idea of get a bunch of different people in there and take it. And you do have enough name value with Bay Area artists. Green Day is a huge name. Put a hologram of Tupac up there.
Oh, boy.
Do it. Why not? Like, make it a whole potpourri. What's wrong with that?
Tupac now is 33 years removed from when his first album came out.
Understood, but Tupac is Tupac.
Right.
That's a name.
Right.
That's a name.
It is
and
a name.
And that carries a lot of respect.
I want you tonight, this is your homework, go home when you're serving dinner for your three.
Home. I will.
Put on some Tupac. And let me know what the reaction is.
Oh, they will go.
They'll recognize it.
Word
and they'll
for
know
word on
all right.
California Love. Absolutely. Like, yes, only the mainstream stuff.
Right.
Right? But, yeah, keep your head up. Maybe a little keep your head up. But, yeah.
A little Dear Mama?
They got
as you're serving.
Probably not.
Lord knows? Me
not.
Against the world?
No, but they'll like. They'll,
I get it.
They know Tupac. They know Tupac.
I'm just looking at going backwards, Usher and Rihanna, and you had the Dr. Dre Snoop Dogg experience.
I love
which
that
was,
one.
I
yeah.
mean, that was a great collection.
That
so.
Was a great way to sort of cross different age
right.
groups, I thought.
Yeah. I just don't know if the Bay Area collab would be strong enough to draw the audience.
It's
I could
an
be
idea.
Wrong.
Yeah, it's an idea. But,
we
anyway.
We got 12 months to worry about it.
We sure do. Actually, we don't need to worry about it at all. I'm much more worried about... the 49er roster. But I do want to... Here's one other thing that we haven't said yet. And I know part of this is because of this show and things that mainly I'll say we. But like my Brock Purdy takes, I know it brings this out of y'all. Oh, do you want to pay Brock Purdy now? There's two things that I want to say about this. First of all, there's been more intel that came from New Orleans with plenty of NFL reporters, and it may have gotten lost into the whole, like, there's Jimmy Butler, and it's Super Bowl weekend, so I don't know how tapped in everybody was. Let me tell you something. This Brock Purdy extension is happening. It is going to be quick. It is going to be painless. It is not going to drag out, and it is going to be all of the numbers that you're scared of. Just so you can hate that, but I'm warning you right now, that's coming. And it's coming very soon. But if you want to ask, am I comfortable with that? Beyond. And I believe what Fred Warner said, if you watched him on Radio Row talking about, trust me, this is not a homer take. Like, we look around at the league, we watch tape on all of these QBs, and I'm telling you that Brock Purdy is that guy. I think yesterday's Super Bowl is a fascinating thing when you look at quarterback play. Greg Cosell came on this show every day, every weekday, every Wednesday, I should say, all year long, and continually kept saying, dude, Jalen Hurts doesn't see it. I don't know what's going on with him this year. He had wide receivers literally wanting to pull hair out of the sides of their helmets. And now he's the Super Bowl MVP. Why? Because he had time yesterday. And the supposed greatest thing who's ever lived in quarterbacking couldn't even get a pass off. Why? Because he didn't have time. So Brock Purdy's offensive line broke down, and end of story. We've already watched 100 times over what Brock Purdy can do with time. I am not worried about Brock. I am worried about his offensive line. And that's it.
Yeah, I'm worried about his offensive arsenal and his offensive line and his special teams and his defensive line. It's more than just, is Brock good enough? And you saw that with Patrick Mahomes yesterday. Patrick Mahomes is still an amazing quarterback, but yesterday he could do nothing because of his offensive line.
Safety on roads and freeways starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, a 15-minute drive-through oil change for all vehicle types. Friendly technicians check fluids, wipers, lights, tires, and more while you stay in your vehicle. Locations, coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. We're also brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We are an hour away from the key word and the start of Warriors Live. We are moments away from Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, tapped in on Deebo Samuel, Jimmy Butler, and more. He joins us next on Willard and Dibs.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.